We're at the 2011 SCAC Swimming and Diving Championships from Shenandoah, Texas. I'm joined by tonight's women's 3-meter champion, senior diver Haley Emmerich of Trinity University, tonight with a score of 530.50, a new SCAC record. Haley, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Incredible finish to the diving portion of this SCAC Championships. You cap off a four-peat, the first time ever in SCAC history that someone has won the women's 3-meter four straight times every year in your career. Just talk about that accomplishment in today's diving competition.
Well, I'm pretty excited about that. I wasn't able to get it on 1 meter, but that's okay. Ruth dove really well in 1 meter, and she dove really well in 3 meter, and I had a comeback to achieve, so... that was pretty intense. I didn't think I was going to be able to come back from like 30 or 40 points, but I just kept my head down and tried to do the best I could. And I'm really excited to be able to do that four times in a row. And it was a really close meet. I cannot believe how close it was today. So I'm just really excited to be first place.
You mentioned how close it was. You and Ruth just back and forth, neck and neck. It seemed like whoever dove first, you know, in the round was the one who took the lead, and then back and forth, back and forth. When you stepped up and you were about to take your 11th dive, just take me through your mindset knowing that you knew you had to stick it in order to have a chance to win this event.
Yeah, well, I knew I had, I knew what her last dive was, I knew what my last dive was, and I knew that she had just hit her, like, 53 points on the dive before, so I was like, I know I have to get 50-something points on this dive, and I had slightly higher DD than she did on the last dive, so I was like, just do it like I do it every day, smooth, and just get off the board, and I would be able to achieve that. And then it was a waiting game after that to see what Ruth did.
You mentioned it's a waiting game. You were slated to go fourth in each round, so you went ahead of Ruth. You dove. You had an incredible last dive. You stuck it. You posted your score of 530.50. And then I saw you came over here in the corner and you waited. What was going through your mind knowing that Ruth still had an opportunity to come back and either, fall short or come in ahead and beat you? Just what was going through your mind throughout that time?
Well, I was trying to do the math, see what she needed to get, and I knew she could do it, so I was just hoping that I could pull it off. But I was preparing myself for second place. So, because I knew it was very possible, and... that was an amazing finish.
Ruth steps up to the board, hits her dive, an amazing dive in her own right. The waiting game, you look up the scoreboard and you see her come just short, 0.05 points short of your, you know, just when you saw your name and you knew you had won and won that four-peat, you know, I'm sure there was a tremendous feeling of relief, but, you know, take me through that, through your mindset.
It was very much relief, breathtaking. I had the exact same reaction as the rest of the crowd, just like, oh my gosh, what just happened? And I was just really excited. So
now as we move and look at the team aspect, 7 of the top 8 divers were from Trinity. And really, the women's diving program more than likely will be one of the deciding factors heading into tonight's SCAC Championship with so much on the line. Just talk about the pride you have, the 4 years, how much you've had an impact in terms of Trinity diving as well as swimming.
Well, we're always really excited to come to conference and be able to do our part for the team. I think we got like 250 points for the team total or something close to that. Maybe it was like 230, I'm not sure. And I mean, it's just really great to be a part of such a big part of what the team does. And it's a really... a big tribute to what Stan does. He's such a hard worker. I've never seen such a dedicated coach. And John Ryan as well. He's wonderful. And he puts so much money into the Trinity Diving Program so that we can have what we need so that we can come here and get all those points.
And finally now looking forward to NCAA Nationals. Obviously you have to prepare for that moving forward. You have to, your 3-meter national champion title on the line to defend as well as going after the 1-meter championship. I know it will be a goal as you head to Nationals. Just talk about what you need to do in terms of preparation and getting prepared for that event.
Well, there's definitely some work to do. I had some misses that I wasn't expecting here, and it's go back to the drawing board on what my list is going to be for 3-meter especially. Actually, both 3-meter and 1-meter. The list might change for Nationals, so... we're going to work on all my dives and see what comes out the best by the time Nationals rolls around.
senior driver from Trinity University, tonight's women's 3-meter champion and four-time women's 3-meter champion, the SCAC, Haley Emmerich of Trinity University. Haley, congratulations and best of luck moving forward through nationals.
Thank you so much.